Vancouverites can check out plenty of indoor events this weekend if they want to avoid the deep freeze. The Invictus Games will kick off this weekend in Vancouver, offering several opportunities for fans to get out and cheer top athletes or check out popular performers. Prince Harry will also be attending the opening ceremony and likely attend some of the games. Temperatures have dipped several degrees below seasonal averages, prompting locals to rush inside for their extracurriculars. There's still plenty of time to enjoy sweet sips at the annual Hot Chocolate Festival if you'd like something sweet, and to use to keep your hands warm. The festival runs through Valentine's Day, so you can also warm up with someone special. You can also enjoy barrels of belly laughs at theaters, ports, or lace up your skates for free ice skating in Robson Square. Here are a few fun things to do in Vancouver from Feb. 7 to February 9, 2025. Hold On Let Go. The Hold On and Let Go Festival will showcase performance work from artists in Vancouver and across Canada, including work from Keely O'Brien, Kyle Lovin, dancers of Damilahamid, Mammalian Diving Reflex, and Zupa. The event will also feature two in-development presentations of brand new works by Angela Magpantai and Fake Knot. The presentation of Mammalian Diving Reflex's Sex, Drugs and Criminality will take place on Saturday, February 7 at 8 p.m. It is the North American premiere of the work, marking the company's return to Vancouver after over a decade. The show includes a group of local teens between the ages of 16 to 18, as well as three special guests and local cultural luminaries. The three special guests are Hiro Kanagawa, Dan Mangan, and Vanessa Kwan. When? Feb. 7 and February 8. Where? Russian Hall, 600 Campbell Avenue. Cost? $30 for the Mammalian Diving Reflex's Sex, Drugs and Criminality show. Get tickets. Richard Linklater's Before Trilogy. Richard Linklater's Before Trilogy will play at the Cinematheque over the next several days and, fittingly, on Valentine's Day. Each of the trilogy's features was filmed 9 years apart, starting with the cult hit, Before Sunrise, which sees a young man traveling across Europe fall in love with a stranger on a train. They spend an unforgettable night together at a train stop. The next film, Before Sunset, sees them meet again, years after he has flown home. Finally, Before Midnight revisits the couple many years into their marriage, after time revealed difficulties in their once carefree love. When? Feb 6 to 15. Where? The Cinematheque, 1131 Howe Street. Cost? $10. Get tickets. Life is still. Vancouver-based painter Carol King presents her solo exhibit called Life is Still to the This Gallery over the next week. The exhibition invites viewers to pause and look at the overlooked in a collection of still life paintings. The artist transforms ordinary objects into visual poetry, capturing the quiet beauty and directing attention to the delicate dance of light and shadow and the subtle colors that bring things to life. Objects are vessels of our memories, and they remind us that even the simplest things can hold a world of emotion if only we take the time to be still, says Kong. There will be an opening reception with the artist on Saturday, February 8 from noon to 4 p.m. When? Feb 7 to 15, open on Fridays and Saturdays from noon to 5 p.m. Where? This gallery, lower ground level 30E on Kiefer Street. Oma Bridal. Vancouver-based Oma Bridal will host a Galantini's Day workshop where guests can make one-of-a-kind earrings, hair clips, and more with couture lace scraps and embroideries. Guests can enjoy sips and sweets while meeting and mingling with other women. There are also fun photo setups to keep memories with besties. They get to take their one-of-a-kind homemade creations home. The proceeds from the ticket sales will be donated to California Wildfire Relief. When? Sunday, February 9, from noon to 2 p.m., or 3 to 5 p.m. Where? Hash Unit 20125 East 6th Avenue. Cost? $49.26. Get tickets. Invictus Games 2025. the Invictus Games kicks off with the opening ceremony at 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 8, including a lineup of star-studded performances by Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, pop icon Katy Perry, Canadian pop diva Nelly Furtado, and American singer-songwriter Noah Kahan. There are also two wheelchair basketball pools on Saturday, February 8 and Sunday, February 9 at the Vancouver Convention Center. This adaptive sport showcases the competitors' sharp tactical skills, precision, and endurance as they work together to score and defend. It's a thrilling display of athleticism and camaraderie, embodying the spirit of competition and recovery at the Invictus Games, write the organizers. Related: Invictus Games 2025. Where, when, and what is happening in Vancouver? The Vancouver Invictus Village at VCC will run daily starting February 9 with booths, concessions, giveaways, and stage programming between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Hours will be extended until 10 p.m. on select dates for live finals broadcasts. Prince Harry founded and inaugurated the Games in 2014. When? Feb. 8 to 16, various times. Where? BC Place 777 Pacific Boulevard, Vancouver Convention Center 1055 Canada Place. Cost. Opening ceremony, $45 plus $279. Get tickets. Theaters ports. Two teams of highly skilled improv comedians contribute out their best quips and antics for audience laughs and the support of audience judges. Organizers say attendees can expect a high-energy, fast-paced, and good-natured competition. The show is 90 minutes long with an intermission. When? Friday, February 7th, and Saturday, February 8th at 7:30 p.m. Where? The Improv Center, 1502 Duranlo Street. Cost, $35 for regular and $30 for students. Get tickets. Ongoing Artist Market. Locals can explore a range of artists and their creations at the Lunarfest Artist Market, available on numerous dates throughout February. Browse artists of different backgrounds and a wide range of mediums to find a perfect New Year gift. When? Feb. 1 to 2, 8 to 9, 15 to 17, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Where? Ocean Artworks, 1531 Johnston Street, Granville Island. Cost. Free to browse. Deborah Lee. Welcome to my world. Deborah was born in Prince George in the early 1950s and didn't start drawing until she was in her 50s. Now that she's in her 70s, she's more creative than ever. My hope is that viewers could be drawn into my images with a sense of curiosity, wonderment, and questioning of what the images are trying to portray. I like to include pathways, roads, and byways that represent the journeys we all undertake and where these paths may be leading us to in our lives, says the artist. When? Feb 1 to 22. Where? Outsiders and Others. Number 100 to 938 Howe Street. Cost. Free. Greater Vancouver Hot Chocolate Festival. The Greater Vancouver Hot Chocolate Festival is an interactive experience where participants can embark on a self-guided tour to sample dozens of hot chocolate creations at cafes and eateries throughout the region. The 2025 edition boasts 81 participating vendors, dubbed Chalkstars, serving up a combined 180 flavors at 124 locations across Metro Vancouver and beyond. This year you'll find vendors from White Rock to Whistler, though the bulk are in Vancouver proper, with numerous spread out between Burnaby, the Tri-Cities, Langley, New West, Richmond, and North and West Vancouver. When? Saturday, Jan. 18 through Valentine's Day, February 14th. Where? Participating cafes, restaurants, and sweet shops across the Lower Mainland. Cost. Prices vary. Multiple realities. Experimental art in the Eastern Bloc, 1960s to 1980s. With themes that resonate in our socio-political climate today, This timely exhibition at the Vancouver Art Gallery features over 200 avant-garde works by more than 100 artists and collectives from six Central Eastern European nations: East Germany, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Romania, and Yugoslavia. When, December 13, 2024 to April 21, 2025. Where? Vancouver Art Gallery, 750 Hornby Street. Free Robson Square Skating. While you can't build a snowman anywhere at sea level in Vancouver, you can enjoy skating on an outdoor frozen rink in the heart of the downtown core. Robson Square's rink has free skating available through the winter, offering a magical location to enjoy a brisk outdoor activity followed by some hot chocolate. Helmets are mandatory for children under 12. They are free with skate rentals. When, until February 28, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Where? Robson Square Ice Rink, 800 Robson Street, Vancouver. Cost: free to skate. Skate rental, $5. Ice cleat rental, $2. Skate sharpening, when available, $5. With files from Lindsay William Ross and Kyle Baelzer.